Okay, well, we got one more day before we finish up our preparations for San Francisco. That practice was good today. Guys are into it and excited, so we're looking forward to the opportunity to go out and play. Questions?
So many young guys, you have to work on calming nerves, make sure they're not too excited for Monday night.
You know, I don't really worry too much about that. It's all about preparation and, you know, keep repetition, doing things right and doing things right and doing things right, and then you expect them to do things right in a game. You know, I'm sure that they'll have some things that we haven't prepared for, and, you know, we may have some things they haven't prepared for. So it's, you know, it's all part of playing the first game, and every week, really, same thing. So I try to figure out when I need to pump them up.
Does preseason feel longer than some of the past preseasons for you, just starting so early? Does it feel like more of a build-up to get to this point?
It did. You know, there was a – I guess it was before we played Tennessee, that week seemed long. But, you know, I tried to take care of them this week, shortened practice, got in and out quicker. So we tried to – and just try to get our legs back and get ready to go.
What's been your assessment of how Blanton did in the preseason?
He did well. He did, you know, it's, sometimes Robert needs to, you know, he's always wanting to make plays, and sometimes he needs to make the safe play as opposed to trying to go get other things. So, but you know, he's got his strengths and hopefully we can play to those.
Of those guys that have kind of worked at that spot next to Harrison, who would you say is like the most consistent guy?
You know, probably Sendejo or Blanton.
Mike Wallace, you know, he had a couple of, by his standards, off years in Miami. You think he's going to come out with something to prove? You know, he's been kind of talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. You have to I don't know. I know he caught a touchdown against me last year, so. And he's caught touchdowns against me in the past. So I don't know about his off year, but I don't know. You have to ask him. I think, I mean, you know, I don't know that. I'd be surprised if we don't have anybody excited to play, not excited to play.
Yeah, just summarize what you've liked out of Mike, you know, full training camp. I know you've talked about his leadership. Is he pretty much all you thought he could be at this juncture?
Yeah, he's doing great. You know, he's been great learning the playbooks. He's been great working. He's been great on the practice field. You know, and he'll continue to, you know, I think he's done a fantastic job as far as learning the system, lining up, and, you know, because it was a different system for him, too. So, yeah, he's been good. He likes him going there and block. He's, you know, see him out there catching balls right now.
With your secondary, do you feel more comfortable putting them maybe in situations you couldn't last year? I know in the spring you talked about wanting to just play straight man-to-man. I mean, do you feel like you can do that more this year?
Yeah, I feel good about it. It's not straight man-to-man, but, okay. I mean, you know, it's – kind of man within zones kind of a deal.
What's your confidence level in Terrence Newman now that you've seen him through the preseason?
Good. Feel good. Feel great about it.
About his ability as a 37-year-old corner, no concerns there?
I do. Feel good.
Do you expect Zach and Shamar to be available?
I do.
With Newman, do you see anything that he does that has allowed him to kind of maintain his speed through all these years and just?
I think it's good genes. Yeah, I just think it's good genes. He's a, you know, he takes care of his body, works out really hard. I don't know. He's very smart. You know, that helps. He's seen a lot of stuff. He understands what I'm trying to teach. You know, he had all the DBs stay after yesterday and watch 30 minutes extra tape. You know, those are kind of things that he learns that he helps with these other guys. But you know, he's not here to be a coach. He's here to be a player. But, you know, those kind of things, I think, help young guys understand, you know, what it means to be a professional.
Where does the speed with these cornerbacks kind of compare with some of the other cornerback tandems that you've had? I mean, you've got Newman, still's got good speed, and Waynes.
They're fast. Yeah, they're fast. It, you know, you want fast corners, but they have to be able to get in and out of breaks. Because if, you know, if they're straight line fast and they can't break, then it just makes it just, you know, the ball gets there before they can break. So, you know, there's a combination of that too.
Would you like to give us a preview on the much awaited injury list? Is anybody questionable or worse, or is everybody probable at the
Well, I could let you wait, but everybody is present and accounted for. But they're all here. They're all ready to roll.
You want them to be accountable on Monday night?
Yeah, I would hope they're accountable.
How does Wayne's look coming in and out of the breaks? I know that was kind of a knock on him coming, like, during the draft process.
You're correct. He's gotten better. He's gotten better. He's got excellent speed. He's gotten a lot better. You know, the biggest thing that I notice about most college guys when they come, you know, the guy will break and the ball's not there. And in the NFL, when you break, you better be humping because that ball's going to get there. And that's the biggest difference for guys covering in my opinion, in the NFL. So the difference between a complete completion and a contested catch and an uncontested catch is this far. And so, you know, I was talking to him today, you know, DB receivers want space. And DBs don't want any space between them, so that's kind of the area where he's working on now.
Have you seen progress in him over the last month, particularly with playing physical without, you know, committing penalties?
Yeah, he's improved quite a bit. You know, he's doing a good job, and it's still part of the process. He's gonna be a good player.
The preseason give him a pretty good sense of how refs are gonna call things, or is that kind of something he needs to see in the regular season a little bit?
Well, I think he figured out a little bit after the first week, but I think all the preseason was good for him, you know, just understanding how close you have to be to a guy. You know, if I'm from that far away, the ball's a completion from him. Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.